Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. On this Thanksgiving broadcast, I think it's a good time to pay tribute to American immigrant composers. We can feel thankful that the four women whose music we're about to hear have chosen to live in America and enrich our culture. The composers are Thea Musgrave, Chen Yi, Marta Tadzinska, and Tanya Leon. Thea Musgrave was born in 1928 near Edinburgh, Scotland, and moved to the United States in the 1970s. She lives and works in Santa Barbara, California. Planning at first to go into medicine, she studied for 3 years at the University of Edinburgh, changing along the way to studying music and also studying music privately with Hans Gall before going to Paris to work with Nadia Boulanger from 1950 to 1954. She was honored with the Lily Boulanger Memorial Prize in 1952. Meanwhile, her music began to arouse interest in Scotland, and she began receiving important commissions. She lived in London for many years, writing orchestral and chamber works before moving to the United States. Her prolific output includes several operas based on historical characters, such as Mary, Queen of Scots and Simon Bolivar, as well as chamber music and music for brass band. Renowned as a conductor, in 1976, she became the first woman to conduct her own composition with the Philadelphia Orchestra. The next year, she conducted her opera, Voice of Ariadne, with the New York City Opera. Since that time, she has conducted her own compositions with many orchestras and opera companies here and abroad. We will listen to Musgrave's orchestral piece entitled Helios, named after the Greek god who drove the sun chariot across the sky. He was, quite appropriately, the son of a titan named Thea. The oboe in this piece takes on the role of Helios. As he sets off across the sky, a storm arises in the strings. Helios is forced to ride over the storm, and as he does, Musgrave sets up a scenario for the audience to watch. Four woodwinds, who represent his four white horses, two horns, and the single trumpet surround the other players in a V shape, which represents his chariot. These players rise as one and become, literally and visually, the vehicle for the music. Having conquered the storm, Helios completes his journey in the quiet coda, his chariot floating gently on an ocean stream back to the east to begin another day. We can try to visualize this journey of the oboe sun crossing the sky as we listen to this recording of the Scottish Chamber Orchestra conducted by Nicholas Kramer with Nicholas Daniel, oboe.